Joining us on the line is Elliot Black. He's the cyber and high-tech representative for the Israeli Ministry of Trade and Industry here in South Africa. Elliot, a very, very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
Good morning, Howard. Good morning, team and all the listeners. Thanks for having me on.
I was going to say it's a pleasure, but let's rather wait until after the interview before we say that. Sorry, I am a little bit irritable today. Have you noticed that?
I can tell.
Yeah, no good's going to come out of this. No good whatsoever. All right, so Elliot, tell us what happened yesterday in Israel.
Well, just to explain around the attack, I'm not being able to comment on more than what was said in the official statement. Mm-hmm. So there are four different ways that a hacker can get into a computer system. One of them is by attacking the internet protocols, the basic information that is sent to and from systems when anything happens online. And there are some protocols that happen when logging onto a website. And websites are, of course, hosted by what you call a domain hoster. And the key, basically, to the domain hoster was access through internet protocols. And we're seeing a huge global spike in this sort of attack, similar to what was announced, we were told about yesterday, whereby there are many more vulnerabilities on all computer systems being hacked through internet protocols when people are using remote working, when people are working kind of off of the working grid in order to access different information. So this is supposedly what happened yesterday, which is why it was a group of websites rather than a single website that was attacked.
So explain that to me. So why was it a group of websites? Because it was where the attack was on where it was hosted.
Yeah, websites, of course, they are hosted on, you know, domain hosters. We have different companies that align all the different protocols for websites to appear on the World Wide Web. And there are many, many different companies, many different places where you can do this, have this similar service accessed. And it was this actual service provider that was seemingly hacked yesterday.
Ah, okay. So now I understand. And so we shouldn't read anything into the fact that it was Aroma and Coffix and all of the coffee places, because that seems cruel and unusual.
Well, it's hard to read any. I mean, there's only speculation beyond what we were already told. But what we do know is that when a domain hoster is attacked, then their entire list of websites that they are hosting online would be vulnerable to being taken down.
Right. So in effect, I mean, what we know about hacking is that there are a number of reasons to do so. It's either for financial gain, so where people are hacked and perhaps there's a ransom, or it is about malicious damage because somebody's just weird. And then the third one, obviously, is what we're starting to see more of around the world, where it could be a new front or a new frontier with regard to countries fighting each other, with regard to war. Would that be an accurate summary of the three different types of hacking situations?
Yes, that would be malicious. That would be a specific gain from the, you know, which could be financial or benefiting from any sort of data. Or as you said, what we refer to as geopolitical cyber attacks. And while we're seeing a spike in these attacks, they're actually nothing new. I mean, geopolitical cyber attacks are the reason for Israel being. Yeah, so that's the reason for Israel being a leader in cybersecurity from the day Israel's phone lines were connected, you know, 60, 70 years ago. Israel, you know, was straight away under cyber attack, and as a matter of accidental, you know, existing, Israel has had to stay on the forefront of protecting itself from geopolitical cyber attacks. And we're seeing a very interesting change in trends of geopolitical cyber attacks, not so much because of the way that they are conducted by hackers, but from the fact that as more countries have better connectivity, have faster, more reliable connectivity, have more bandwidth connection, countries are using connectivity much more and are able to be hacked much more. So, for example, we see, you know, it is a trend in some Southern African countries, including South Africa, who has had, you know, taken leaps and bounds in improving its connectivity infrastructure over the last few years, which is fantastic. This has given, you know, Southern Africa and South Africa more connectivity, which makes South Africa also more vulnerable to these geopolitical attacks. And this is something that was addressed at the Cyber Reason conference in a fantastic panel with some South African cyber leaders, explaining how they are seeing geopolitical attacks on South Africa and other countries increasing as connectivity increases. So geopolitical hacking, it's nothing new really. And the other reason we might be seeing more of it is because countries and, you know, different organizations are suiting up with more cybersecurity protection and therefore are able to actually know and, you know, understand when they are being hacked in these different ways. You know, if you don't know when you're being attacked, you're not going to report an attack. You're not going to know it. But now we are seeing that a lot more.
And of course, what's so important as well is the fact that more and more companies are working remotely, or people are working remotely. People aren't connected physically, so that means the whole cyber environment becomes much more susceptible to this type of situation.
Oh, absolutely, and I can explain that in 30 seconds, because there are four ways that a cyber attacker can break into a system. That's through internet protocols, as I said. Which is playing by the dots and digits that are communicated when any information is accessed online. That's through accessing through people's credentials. That's through accessing through screen bots, which is when you're not necessarily inside a device, but you gain access to seeing what's happening on a different device. And then there's also through email attacking. So being, you know, when one is working from home and you're not using perhaps a device connected directly to a network, you're using your own personal devices, you have different devices of your own connected to your Wi-Fi system that your computer is using. There are many more different ways or numbers to play with to get in through these four ways. So we're seeing, for example, a massive spike in the number of what we call OT or IoT cyber attacks, which is when you go home, you've got your nice new Nespresso machine and you plug it in because you want to wake up to a beautiful brew. And your IoT, you know, it's connected to your Wi-Fi so that you can brew your coffee from your bed as soon as your alarm goes off. Now this coffee machine is connected to your Wi-Fi system. It's connected to the internet. And if someone is able to hack remotely into a coffee machine and find your Wi-Fi passwords, that then gives them a doorway into your machine. They're now into the small network, which is connecting all your different devices. It's super easy to protect yourself from a basic level from this, but we're seeing certainly many companies being forced under remote working situations to take significant effective leaps forward so they can protect themselves from these ways and not have these vulnerabilities.
It's really frightening because we are going to start seeing more and more of this. And certainly we see on a geopolitical, from a geopolitical perspective, we're seeing a tremendous amount more in the news as well, given what we read about the Israeli water system, the Iranian ports and the like. So certainly this is something that we're going to be seeing a lot more of. Is this something, you know, obviously we read about it in the Middle East with regard to Israel, with regard to Iran often. Is this something that is happening everywhere in the world?
It's happening everywhere in the world. And if there's a company that's a leader at, or a competing leader to retrieve natural resources from the ground, then there's very likely some sort of geopolitical cyber work going on to find out how or what their competitors are doing around that sort of system. So it can be anything from, from a national, national critical infrastructure to national resources to just general, you know, political malicious behavior. And it's happening in all areas that you could think of all over the world. And I'm glad to say that we're seeing a massive spike in these attacks because there may not necessarily be as much of a jump in the number of these attacks as there is a massive jump in the number of received detection. Protected attacks, which companies, countries are now suiting up, as I said, with the efficient technologies. And this is one thing at the trade office. We're very, very busy with suiting up many market leaders in South Africa with the right tools to make sure that when you log on your computer or your phone, when you access any data, whether you're in your office or at home or wherever you are, your company is protected and doesn't need to, we'll know exactly what's going on with your valuable data.
Amazing. Very, very interesting indeed. Elliot Black, cyber and a high-tech representative for the Israeli Ministry of Trade and Industry here in South Africa. Fascinating conversation. I really appreciate the time, and be well. Have a Shabbat Shalom. It is 7:22.